Are you tired, frustrated, and feel stuck? Are you a high-performing business professional, entrepreneur, and you are not getting the results you desire, or you hit a ceiling? Have you been around the block and tried many modalities? You are in the right place. The answer, my friend, is in the little-known Brain-Soul Connection. Welcome to the Brain-Soul Success Show, where we learn, explore, and create your dream life. Your host, Louise Swartzwalter, created a five-part mind-body-soul methodology that clears the subconscious blocks to success. You are a soul with a body, not a body with a soul. The seed of all you need is already within you. From engaging transformational interviews, brain-soul success stories, and secrets shared by health, wellness, and spiritual experts, you will reconnect, revitalize, and transform your powerful life. It's time for you.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Brain Soul Success Show. Again, you're in for a real treat. I have with me my good friend, Leslie Logan. She's amazing, okay? She's a Pilates teacher, second generation certified Pilates teacher. She does breath work, mindset. She's the founder of OnlinePilatesClasses.com. And it's a free online catalog of Pilates exercises tutorials. You got to just check this out, you guys. She's got amazing videos on all of this and just puts it in such a great, succinct way. She led us through a class last week. And I just got to tell you, Leslie, that was amazing. I felt different in my body like within 15 minutes.
Isn't that crazy? Isn't that amazing?
I know. It was really awesome. So I know you do Pilates classes and workshops. You've been teaching since 2008. She's run multiple studios, trained hundreds of people to become teachers themselves. She's taught thousands of students around the world. She helps women really ditch that perfection, kind of take the messy action, right, and have fun with it. She's really fun, you guys, and prioritize themselves so that they can even just do their life better. Right. So when she's not teaching in her studio in Las Vegas, she's hosting her own podcast, Be It Till You See It. And she travels giving classes around the world, leading Pilates retreats. Again, we're in for a real just treat here with beautiful Leslie. So welcome, Leslie, to the show.
Oh my gosh, Luis, I just want you to read my bio. Like, I'm just going to take that snippet because it's the best intro ever, the way you just like read it. Thanks for having me. I had so much fun with your crew last week and it was just such an honor. I love helping people see how much you can get out of a 15 minutes of intentional movement, you know?
Yes.
And just the way that I get to teach Pilates in that way, it's really fun. It's not the way a lot of people expect Pilates, not what they've always seen. And I love to just help. So thank you for letting me guide you all, because that was such a gift for me too.
It was really fun. It was really, really fun. Like, I'm so excited about this interview right now. So I really want to know even more. I know a little bit about you. All right. We've co-created a little bit together, but I do want to know your story of how did you even get into Pilates? Like, How did you start that whole journey?
Yeah. So I know it's really fun. You got to come into my amazing OBC community and they just loved it. So, it's okay. So how I got started in Pilates is actually really funny. And those people who are thinking, oh, Pilates is that infomercial workout. Hi, that was me too. I was so like in a place of I wasn't happy in my life. I wasn't not happy either. Like, it was kind of like, you know, nothing's bad enough or good enough. So it was just, I thought I was living exactly what everybody wanted, or I should want, but I just felt a little stuck. And all of my friends from college had moved away and got married. And so like, I was still in the same town I went to college in, not the same town I grew up in, and basically starting over with friends again. And someone had invited me to a class and I was in that, you know, I don't know if anyone else can relate to this. I was like, kind of like rejecting anything new, but also like, what was I going to do? Cause what I was doing wasn't working. So I was just like, that is BS. That's not going to work. That's an infomercial workout. I just don't think it has any benefit. But there was this part of me that was like, well, you know, you have nothing else to do on Saturday and you could hang out with her and you need a friend. So I went to the class with her thinking I'll just go and then we'll go have avocado toast and I'll never have to go to class again. But but you know what's so crazy, Louise? I was in that class and in like the first exercise, I felt parts of my body I never felt before. And as the class went on, I just kept getting more and more energized and excited and also oddly like grounded. It's like this weird thing where you could be like, just like have this like runner's high, but also be super solid in where you're at. Mm-hmm. And what I can articulate to you today that I couldn't do then is that for the first time in a long time, I felt what it was like to be in my body. And I was able to like quiet the chaos and the whirlwind and all the stuff that like you're thinking about nonstop, just like kind of like little hummingbird wings, all those thoughts. And so I ended up changing everyone's schedule at the place I ran the store so I could go to Pilates every single day. And the more I went, the more I realized that I didn't love where I lived. And I liked my job, but I didn't like where my job was either. So as soon as literally as soon as I had that awareness, a girl that I worked with was like, yeah, I'm resigning from the store over in LA. And I was like, I put in for the transfer so fast. I was like, can I have that transfer? Because I didn't know that I didn't love my job totally, but I just knew I didn't love where I was at. So I was able to like, because I was so keenly aware, the more I did Pilates, the more I was in my body, the more my brain and body were connecting, the more I was realizing like what I didn't want, which was helping me kind of figure out what I wanted. Mm-hmm. And that path just took me on to moving to Los Angeles from Orange County in California, and then to a teacher who suggested I should become a Pilates instructor. And then that led me into teaching so much. I had to quit that safe job that I wasn't really loving. And then that just kept the domino effect going.
Oh, that's very cool. I love it. You know, it's the journey of finding yourself, isn't it?
Yeah.
You had to like, you weren't happy, but you had to find yourself and you did it through Pilates.
Yeah.
You know, whatever we find that works for us is what we end up doing. Did you ever notice that with other coaches too? You know? Absolutely. Because it gave you that freedom. Well, you're so good at this though. So you must've done a lot of training to be able to, or you're just a natural born teacher.
I don't know. I would say, I mean, I am the oldest in my family, so maybe there's that, having been teaching my siblings their whole lives, but no, I have had a lot of training. than most, more than like what you'd see. And I think like I love how social media has brought us all closer together in a way that we can like meet and talk to people that you might never have had access to or even know exist. Mm-hmm. But also it's really easy to find people who maybe have a little not very much training at all, but because they're out there promoting themselves, you might work with them over someone like you or myself who have had decades of experience and stuff. And so what I would say is like, I have actually done 3 trainings in the Pilates method, all of them each time getting closer and closer to the source, which is Joseph Pilates. Mm-hmm. And not in a way that I'm like super curmudgeon or like, this is how it is. And if it's not like this, it's not Pilates. That's not what I'm saying. But just really trying to understand what was his intentions with these exercises? What was he thinking? Why is the exercise like this and not like this? You know, like what are those things? And then how do I make it accessible for all bodies to approach it? Because it's one thing for it to be amazing. It's another thing for someone who's new and a little nervous and nothing else, no other workout or fitness modality has ever worked for them. Maybe they have some contraindications or some obstacles in their body. Like, how do I make his method accessible to them? And so, yeah, I've done 3 trainings. One of them was with one of Joseph Pilates' clients. I still train with that person today. And so, all of it is to like, how can I make it? Because a lot of people who teach Pilates were dancers. I'm not a dancer. Mm-hmm. I'm not coordinated, not graceful. It's not what I would consider myself as like description words. So I come at it like, how can I understand this so that I flow and I connect that my body? And then how could I translate to other people? Cause I'm someone who like kind of, I can do it, see it and learn it. But then once I can teach it, I learn it in a new way. So yes. That's probably why I love to teach, because I'm also learning as I teach.
Yes, we all learn as we teach. Yes. And you're really, really good at that. You know, for people here who are jumping on and they don't really know, they haven't been to a Pilates class. They don't know the difference between, you know, Pilates, yoga, all the different kinds of trainings out there that we can do, because there's so many. Can you give us a little bit on that? Like, how is it different, or give us the background on, you know, on that?
Yeah, no, I think it's a really good question to ask. Also, I love to demystify all the things, because it's so easy for people to go Pilates versus yoga, Pilates versus this. So it's never Pilates versus in my mind, it's always Pilates and. So whatever you already love doing, Pilates is going to help you do that better. Mm-hmm. And what Pilates is simply is a strength-based workout designed to balance your imbalances. We want you to be as strong as you are flexible. Because if you're more strong than flexible, injuries happen. And if you're more flexible than strong, injuries happen. And so my goal is to help people fall better, essentially. Like, we're all going to trip and fall. Uh-huh. I want you to land strong without putting an arm out and injuring yourself. I want you to roll off the ground to be able to stand up. I love to help people with longevity, right? Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, more people are concerned with how they look versus longevity. But the truth is that Pilates is going to balance of this balance, and it's going to work from your center out. So your center is not just your abs you see on the front of a magazine, you guys. Your center is the muscles around your stomach, your back, your hips, and your shoulder girdle. So anything that can actually help stabilize your axial skeleton is going to be part of your center. And then Pilates is the art of keeping that center in control and connected while you try to move your arms and legs around. So can you lift your arms up without your ribs popping forward? Can you lift a leg without hiking a hip? So Pilates is all about that, which helps increase your balance. Again, helps you either stop falling, or if you miss a step, you'd be surprised how quickly you can regain your balance. And it really is a secret weapon to many athletes, but also if you are a very busy person, it's one of the few methods you could do that's going to strengthen your body without you having to have a ton of weights at the house or go to a class. Like, there are equipment classes in Pilates, and they're great. And if you go to a reformer class or a tower class or a wonder chair class, great. That's amazing. But Pilates was meant to be designed first on the mat. And what he realized is a lot of people have trouble doing it. So he created this other equipment, but that other equipment is designed to help you do the mat. And why the mat? Because the mat is where you have to rely on yourself. It's your brain and your body focusing on what's moving where. And when we're out of a gym, out of a studio, out of a class, the only thing we have is ourselves. So how are you going to reach for that thing on the top shelf? How are you going to lean over to grab something on the other side of a fence? Like, all of that is your Pilates practice.
I love that. And again, I felt that when you led us through that exercise. And I'm kind of a jock. Like, I've done lots of things. I played volleyball in high school, you know, and in college, you know? So, I mean, I've always been, you know, I could beat my kids in tennis. I don't think I still can, but I used to be. And so, I mean, like, I am kind of an athlete that way, but this felt different in my body. It felt really good. So I was able to kind of, you know, gauge that and gear that. Yeah. Yeah. And I know it also connects the brain, because it's brain, body, spirit. It's like the whole body gets, you know, this amazing workout. And then speaking about the brain, you know, when have you maybe had an issue in your life where you kind of like lost your brain power, had brain fog or something? And how did you recover it?
Yeah. You know, I definitely would say one of the times is when I discovered Pilates, because I didn't even know I lost my brain power. I think I was just lost, but like, I can say, like, the more I did it, the more I discovered myself, the more my brain and I were like, I was actually listening to it, you know. Another time though, I will say, and my practice was really what was able to help me, is just over 10 years ago, I actually found myself without a place to live. I left a partner I'd been with for a really long time, and I totaled my car leaving their house. So that was fun. And then and then the studio that I taught at closed. So how I made my living, where I lived, and how I got anywhere around Los Angeles was all gone. And I kind of felt like I should have been totally lost. And what was really insane was, because I was so consistent with my Pilates practice, like, I just went to do that. So I was like, well, I have no idea what to do, but I'll do this right now. Mm-hmm. And what came to me every time I got nervous, anxious, worried, scared, I would get into my Pilates practice, and you cannot worry, be anxious, nervous, or scared. You cannot do that and move your body. Mm-hmm. You can either be those things and limbs can move, but you're not going to be fully connected. So to do Pilates, you have to like wipe all that out, press pause on all of it, and actually focus on what's moving where. And what is so interesting is in every session that I did, I would leave going, this is actually not that big of a deal. I'm just going to stay at a friend's house and I'm going to rent a car. Like every time, like I'm like, oh, actually here's where, like, it was so funny how I was able to use my practice to just find that part of me that is super strong, unstoppable, fearless, and knows exactly the right next step. Whenever you get away from that, you start to like make really rash decisions. And so for me, like having that consistent practice, and some people would say meditation is that for them. For me, I've never been really good at sitting down still for a really long time. So I find that having that movement meditation where I can be with myself and I can compare myself to myself, that is the way that I can get that power back and get back into like that success and that beautiful part where your brain is actually able to like be clear and conscious and know exactly what to do.
That's really awesome. That's a great story. You know, you had a healing crisis, right? When we lose everything like that, it's like a big transition time of sort of turning your life around. And you did.
Yeah.
And you did it through Pilates.
Yeah. I mean, it's the only thing I had left. And I think that that's like, for anyone who's ever been without anything, like actually like what you have left is exactly what you need. It was exactly what I needed. I didn't need anything else. So, and I know that if you're in that moment hearing this now, that can sound like really cliche or quaint or like easy for me to say, but I will say like you'll be looking back and going, oh my God, I really had the exact tool that I needed for this moment.
For that moment. Yeah. And your consistency helped too, didn't it?
Yeah. And I think it's like, let's talk what consistency is. It doesn't have to be every single day. It doesn't have to be for an hour. I think that's really a key. Like I love your gems because they're like 5 minutes and you can easily do that. You know what I mean? What I taught your group a week ago was like 15 minutes standing, because here's the deal. Maybe you only have 5 minutes. Maybe you haven't actually given yourself more than 2 minutes ever in a day. So we cannot say you must do an hour. You know, we have to actually go with like, what can you do and be consistent with? And maybe you're consistent every other day. Maybe you're consistent three, like we have to fight for what consistency can work for you. And then once that becomes easier, then we can build on the length of time of that consistency.
Okay. So what do you recommend like for people with Pilates? How often a week does someone need to do, even if it's a 15 minute exercise, what's recommended?
Yeah. So I would prefer quality sessions more often during a week than quantity of minutes in like one time a week. So what I would say is if you can do a 15 minute Pilates session 5 to 7 days a week, you're great. People actually get a little shocked that you can actually work out 7 days. You can't weight train 7 days a week. That's not great for your body, but you can do intentional low impact fitness every single day. And we should all move our body intentionally in a low impact way every single day. So you can, if you like a 10 minutes of movement every day, do that. I would rather you do 10 minutes, 7 days a week than 1 hour, one day a week. Because here's the thing about the body. The body actually doesn't really understand 7 days of 10 minutes is just a little bit more than one day of 1 hour. The practice of showing up for yourself each day for those 10 minutes is actually better for your brain and your body than that 1 hour, one day a week. So I would recommend, and so I like classes. I teach my classes on OPC are 30 minutes to 50 minutes. The 50 minutes are because there's just some people who've like, they've nailed it. They want those longer sessions, like a couple days a week. I want a longer one too, but most days a week I do 15 to 30 minutes. That's all I do. And so my classes each week are 30 minutes and we actually say finishing is optional. If all you can do is hit play and have a timer go off at 10 minutes, get up, walk away. You did the class. So important that we give ourselves that permission. So 4 days a week is ideal. Like that's the sweet spot for Pilates practice. I promise you. 3 days is still going to be great. 1 to 2 gets tricky. You are going to feel amazing afterwards, but the benefits are going to take much longer for you to actually consistently have, because it's like if you went to learn a language, if you only studied Spanish 1 day a week, you are going to take forever to be fluent, if you're ever fluent.
Yes.
But if you were to study Spanish 3 days a week, 4 days a week, it's going to you're going to feel more fluent and it's going to stick with you.
That totally makes sense. And what age group? So like, you know, I mean, Pilates could be like any age, like typically who are you working with?
Yeah. So I typically attract people who are like me, who are like an elder millennial. That's me. I have a lot of young Gen X, but I also have people who feel like they are. And so I say that because like you could be over 60 and still take these classes because you desire to feel that youthfulness in your body, and you will, because it's like oiling up, you know, all the joints. Mm-hmm. But Pilates is designed for anyone who's got a spine that can move. If you are alive on this planet, your spine deserves to be moved in all these different spine shapes. So flexion is one, which is like rounding forward. Extension's the other. Just sitting tall is another spine shape. Side bending and twisting. And we all tend to lose twisting first because we often just turn our bodies versus like twist. So watch people in a grocery store, watch them go to grab some of the shelf. They'll turn, grab it like little robots. Most people don't like stand at their cart, twist and grab anymore. And so, so it's really, really important to move your spine, those spine shapes. So, young kids can do it. It's actually really cool to watch kids do it because they don't know any better about like being lazy and bad habits yet. Well, I don't know, maybe kids with phones do, but back when I was a kid, that was not the case. And so it's really fun for them to learn coordination. I used to teach a lot of preteen girls, which I love because their bodies are growing so fast and they're a little uncoordinated. So it's really fun to kind of help them feel like they're in their bodies. But the sooner you can start a Pilates practice is the better time. It's kind of like that adage with the when's the best time to plant a tree, a long time ago, but yesterday is also good too. So just know that after a certain age, as things start to fuse or stiffen up, it may take us longer to get those things back. And if you did have a fusion, we have to work around that. We can't work through it. So the answer to your question, everybody, but earlier is always better.
Oh, that's really good. That's really good to know too. My daughter's pregnant and she's doing Pilates and I'm so like, she just loves it. It's so good for her right now. It's just great.
It's so good for women who are pregnant. So if you are thinking of becoming pregnant, start a Pilates practice now. It's very, very important because you'll be able to actually have a practice, right, that will grow with you and your baby. But it's also really amazing because all the things we do with our spine can help in the delivery room, assuming she is going to be able to be like able to choose her position. So like it's actually easier to give birth on all fours or in a squat position, than it is on your back. Because in Pilates, we do all these movements to help open the pelvis and train the pelvis on how to open so that with the contractions, the baby can go through. So it's just really cool. I love that she's doing it. I've had a lot of people that I've literally taught Pilates up until the day they gave birth. It looks different than my practice does, but it's exactly what their body needs. And it helps support it helps with back pain. It helps with so many different things. And so, and then assuming everything goes normal and well, they can be back to a version of their practice about 6 to 8 weeks later, and then they can build their strength back up.
Yeah, that's really great. I just love it. I know that there's sort of like fads that go through the whole exercise. Remember, right? Like CrossFit was really big, and now they're saying, oh, you'll need low impact now. You don't really need the, you know, that hard driving. What's your like opinion on that? You know,
I love this question. Okay, so here is a thing that I feel like the media gets really wrong. They think all of us are the same. So we're not all the same. And so what each of us needs is very different in different parts of our lives. Mm-hmm. And also they assume men and women are the same and they're not. So men have a 24-hour hormonal cycle and women who have a hormonal cycle have a 27 to 31 day, right? What does that mean? It means that throughout the month of your cycle, ladies, you have to change your workouts based on that. So right now, I am in a part of my cycle where I can do high intensity workouts. So on days like this, what I'll do is I will do a HIIT training plus my Pilates. So I do my Pilates all the time, 5-7 days a week, is my like abs. Like I love when I HIIT every day. But that's my goal. But I will also on those days that can be more intense, I will add an additional workout where I am weight training and I'm challenging my body in that way, a little bit more high impact. Mm-hmm. I shall say I'm 41, so I'm not perimenopausal yet. I don't have these things. What I don't do is a ton of cardio because when you do high interval training, you can get that cardio. And Pilates, when you have a Pilates practice that's a little bit more intermediate advanced, you'll get some cardio bouts of challenge in there. And then sometimes I like to chase my dog for a block. You don't need to do 30 minutes of cardio at all. Here's the deal. Once you are at a certain age, bone growth is really hard. So we definitely want to be challenging our muscles early on so we can actually challenge our bones so we can have strong bones. Pilates can do that, absolutely, because it's a strength-based workout. Weight training is one of the best ways to do that, for sure. After a certain age, though, it becomes really difficult. Low impact is often easier on the body. High intensity interval training, CrossFit, not so great for most people after a certain age. Just going to be honest, men and women alike, you can really hurt yourself. But depending on where you are, if you're in perimenopause and you are feeling those symptoms of your change, their cardio can be one of the worst things you can do for your body. It can be highly inflammatory. It can make perimenopause worse. So what we have to, we can't say that's bad and this is good. What we need to figure out is like, what's good for you where you're at right now and what's going to have give you the longevity you want to have in your life. And I will say that Pilates is going to be for everybody. And then high impact interval training is going to be for some people at some points in their life. And other than that, what you might want to do is still lift weights, but in a more controlled environment, not necessarily like workouts of the day, jump boxing, but like, okay, like I'm going to go to this and do these circuit training, like that's built for my body where I'm at. And I think that's really, really important. It's, again, it's never, for me, it's never Pilates versus anything. It's always me Pilates and I think it's, and I think we do all need to move our bodies more and we tend to move them less and we go, oh, I'm older, I'm retired, I'm going to sit here. And it's like, that's when you need to move more. You got to move a lot more because sitting down for long, long periods of time is really not great for your back. It's not great for your circulation. So it's not great for your longevity.
Absolutely. And I've noticed that too, as I'm getting older, you know, I used to run more. I don't run. I can walk, jog when I do my hikes, you know, so I don't, I push myself and I listen. Yeah. You know, you just have to listen to your body.
I think that's the most important thing is like, listen. And also like walk, jog is actually really challenging for the heart in a great way. It's really, it really, really is. And like, it's also not terrible on your knees. So it's super great.
I love hiking in the mountains here. That's my happy place. So that's where I get some cardio. But I also do lift, you know, some weights, just three pound little weights, have a little routine that I do for that.
I love that. Yeah. I mean, that's, I think like, again, we have to figure out what's going to work for us, what's going to be the best thing. And that's why starting with smaller bouts is better because then you can start to introduce it to your busy life and figure out how you like it. And then you can expand the minutes later as you start to realize, wow, the more I move, the more energy I have, the quicker I get other things done, the less tired. You know what I mean? Like if you ever try to do a project tired, it takes longer than when you're not tired.
Of course. Yes. Yeah. You do have to listen. So it is about listening to your body. And I know that's what Pilates kind of teaches you to do too. You listen. And I love how you present it, Leslie, because you're like, hey, do 10 minutes. You don't have to do the full 30, you know, kind of hang out, just do what you feel like you can get in that day. So you're keeping it flexible and fun.
Yeah.
Keeping it flexible and fun. Absolutely. Hey, and then as far as like sort of the whole entrepreneurial journey, right? I mean, you have a business, you know, you're online. I know that you said to me, you started on Skype.
I know.
Before we had Zoom.
Does anyone use Skype anymore? So I've been teaching Pilates for a long time. And actually not even that long when my husband was like, you should be on YouTube. So I've been teaching for like 4 or 5 years. He's like, you should be on YouTube. And I was like, I should be on YouTube? Like, why should I be on YouTube? And he's like, because there's no one putting out free tutorials. Like, so I looked up what is Pilates and I found out who Joseph Pilates was, but I didn't figure out what Pilates is and I couldn't figure out what the moves were. And so he was the impetus for me doing a YouTube channel. And then because of that, people around the world were wanting to take sessions from me. And so I had to figure out a way to do a video session. Okay. And so Skype was the way. And so when Zoom came out, I'm like, why would I use Zoom? I have Skype. But then I saw how fun Zoom was. And I was like, okay, we'll switch to Zoom. But like, it was just so, yeah, I've been teaching online for a long time. I never thought of myself as an entrepreneur. It's, but I really, be really honest, like I do now, obviously, but like, back when I was teaching, I was just like, oh, I'm just self-employed. You know what I mean? Like I just work for myself. And, but then I started being really attracted to these different podcasts back, and this is back in like 2014, 2015, 2016. I don't even know that many people knew a podcast exists back then, but I was listening to them, and the ones that were out there were these business ones. And I found myself really interested in growing my business and making it bigger and making it streamlined and all of these things. And what you discover is you can't do anything alone. So you can be an entrepreneur, but you have to have a team. And so I had to grow, I grew my team. And now we're at 25 plus people, I think, at the time that we're interviewing right now. My husband's interviewing another person for the team. So
awesome.
Yeah, it's so cool because, you know, the values that I have when it comes to growing this business and helping more people do Pilates requires there to be more people to support their journey. And so I'm really excited about that, but it's not easy. It's not for the faint of heart, but I'm notoriously unemployable. So I think this is where we're going to have to figure this route out.
Unemployable. That's really great. Is there anything that, you know, as you're doing your entrepreneurial journey here and you've grown your business so beautifully, what would be a tip that you would give somebody who's starting out?
Start with one thing, just one. Don't. I know you see that Luis or myself have multiple products, different, like an online event, then there's an in-person event, there's these things. I promise you, we didn't know, no one who has those things and does them well did them all at the same time. So start with one thing, grow it. Your audience, your people will demand you do other things. And when they demand those other things, you can create those other things because you'll have the people to support it. And it will be a lot more fun than, you know, spreading yourself too thin and trying to force something to work before it's ready. You know, it'd be like asking That's a baby to walk before it crawled. Mm-hmm. It's not great on the baby. There's like muscles that needs to grow and build so it can do those things. So I wish that it was the advice I was given. I started three things at once and that was that was great and set us back in a lot of ways for sure.
That's really good advice. Absolutely. And then be gentle with yourself.
Yeah. Can we all just be a lot more gentle with ourselves?
Yeah. Yeah. That perfectionism kind of attitude that a lot of, you know, our entrepreneurs have, it gets in the way of their creation. Yeah. You know, then you procrastinate instead of moving forward.
I think like also a lot of people don't recognize how much of their life they're putting that perfectionist lens through. Because some people might not call themselves a perfectionist, but they won't take risks. Well, if you are looking for if you only do things that are certain, that is perfection in disguise. And so I definitely am a recovering perfectionist. I think I always will be. Most recently my husband and I were talking, and I was like, yeah, I just feel like my perfectionism is like creeping back in like unique and little ways. It's just trying to like, just a little perfection over here. Just get a little perfection over here. Just, you know, like just a little, like a little sip of a cigarette if you're an ex addict. That's how that perfectionism is. And so we have this new mantra that he can say to me and I can say to me, which is like, it's enough for today.
Oh, it's a great mantra. I love that. It's enough for today. That's good
enough for today. And yes. And so I'm really trying to do that for because actually, if you actually go, it's enough for today, I bet you'll be like, oh yeah, it is. Actually, I've done a ton today.
You can pat yourself on the back. Yes. And celebrate. Absolutely. Absolutely. There's always tomorrow.
Yes, there is.
Yes. Yes. You're very passionate and beautiful about what you do. I love what you're doing with Pilates. I think it's such a great approach, Leslie. Let's get to know the Leslie when you're not teaching and you're not in your studio and you're not. What do you like to do in your free time?
Oh my God, I spend as much time as I can with my dogs. I just think they're the cutest things. I love them. If I could have 8 dogs, I would. I would not be able to run a business though, so I would. I'll have to wait on that. But I also really, really enjoy, okay, this is like my little, this is going to maybe disappoint people, but I have like this like little curiosity with like watching any documentary about a cult. Like I want to know, how did that cult come to be? How did those people get into it? How did they get out? Like I'm very, I'm very intrigued by people because I find people so fascinating because also all that is just a new habit that they've created for themselves and it happens to be around a group that they're in. So I'm very, so when I'm not doing Pilates or working, I'm like, oh, okay, what's this new thing over here? But I just love to like learn about them and understand them. I think people are really fascinating. Mm-hmm. And I love a good fiction book. I love a romance-ish, not like a total romance novel, but like a fiction book that has like a romantic story in them. I could eat those books. I read them in a day. Like I just really love that. So yeah, that's me. And then whenever I can, I like to see the sunrise. Sunsets are beautiful, but we're all usually up for those. Sunrises to me are the most spectacular thing. And I hate when I miss a sunrise. It's really bums me out when I wake up and the sun's already up.
Oh, that's beautiful. Oh, that's very cool. And those sunrises where you are got to be gorgeous.
Oh my gosh. I'm sure yes. You are too, but like, yes. Here, oh my gosh. So the sunrises here, cause I'm in the city of Las Vegas in the bowl of it. So I'm surrounded by mountains. And so mm-hmm. The sun, if I'm facing the sun as it comes up, I get to see those beautiful pink skies across the strip landscape. And if I'm facing away from the sun, it basks the red rocks and bright sunlight. So they look bright pink. And when they have snow on them right now, it's just actually really cute.
Oh, I could see that. I can picture it as you're saying that. Yeah. Sunrises in Albuquerque are beautiful too. And it's, you know, so the west side. So when I like to hike actually at sunset, so not sunrise, but sunset, you know, at the end of my day and the sky, it just looks like just crimson. Like it's just absolutely beautiful oftentimes. And it's like looking over the city because I'm up in the foothills. And so the sunset is like over the city, but it's like way far away. It almost looks like it's going on forever.
Every time I've ever driven through New Mexico in general, it's usually been the winter time and where usually it's in the morning. And the way the sun hits and you have those like, not the bluffs, but you have like those flat, what do you call those?
We have mountains. We do have mountaintops. Yeah.
So it's just, it's so beautiful. And then again, the snow and the sunrise and sunset, it's all just, I love a stunning landscape. Even though I prefer to live in a city, cause I just love the things that cities provide. I love being able to get into nature, see it as close to me as possible.
Yeah. That's really, really beautiful. Awesome. Well, very awesome. Hey, if you were going to leave us with a brain tip, what's one brain tip that you could leave us with today?
I think the only, like my, I think we have to go back to perfect is boring. Mm-hmm. And your brain, everything you ever wanted is on the other side of ditching perfection. And asking your brain to do everything perfectly and asking yourself to think everything perfectly and do everything perfectly is exhausting. It takes you further away from the power of your brain.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you so much for that. Thank you for this time together today. It has just been awesome. We could talk forever.
I think Elise, you are so fun. You are just like also the most calming person. You just make everyone like smile and like feel good. Like you're just like, you have a great energy about you. And I just really enjoy all of our different times we get to talk to each other.
I know. I do too. It's just like, oh my gosh, I just want to keep playing. But we do want to tell people how they can get a hold of you. Cause wow, I got to tell you, there's an awesome challenge that you can do for like, it's opc.me/challenge. And you can take these just really quick, amazing little Pilates classes and try, you know, Leslie's beautiful work here. And of course she has her whole YouTube. So you can look up, it's some online Pilates classes.
Yep. That's me. Mm-hmm. And then that challenge is free. It's 4 weeks of Pilates classes for free. So you don't have to pay for anything to test it out and give it a run. And if you're like, Leslie, it was more advanced than I could do, then just comment and I'll tell you where else you can go. Just reach out to me and I'll tell you what one exercise you could do each day is, or there's a standing workout you could do. So like we can meet you where you are. You don't have to be exactly where I am right now. I can get you there.
I love that. Again, I love that. I'm doing that.
Thanks, Louise.
I really do. You guys, you got to try this, especially if you're sitting. If you guys are someone who's sitting in front of Zoom all day long, you know, you're a coach, you're busy. You know, it's hard to get your sort of workouts in, that kind of thing, and you don't have any kind of consistent routine. Definitely give this a try because it's not going to take you a long time, and you're going to build strength and flexibility at the same time. Oh, it's awesome. Yeah.
Oh, I love it. Louisa, yeah. I'm so glad you enjoyed it. It was just so fun watching your entire group. They had the best questions at the end too. So that was so fun too.
Yeah. I'm going to get that twisting one down.
That one is that twisting one is, it takes a while, guys. And if you don't use it, you do lose it. So
I really like that one. I'm going to get that down. I'll tell you when I, no, okay. No perfection here. I was going to say, I'll tell you when I perfect it, but.
Yeah. Tell me when you feel you got it.
I just want to, I'll let you know when I got it. Absolutely. Wow. This has been delightful. So you know what, everyone, thank you so much again, Leslie, for being with us today. And we'd love to hear your comments here as well. So definitely rate and subscribe, give us a review here. Let us know what else you'd like. You know, you'd like to hear from here, and definitely connect with Leslie here. So we'll put those links in the bio for all of you. And remember, everyone, follow your heart, but take your brain with you.